From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A car bombing on Saturday at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed 11 people and wounded at least 35. The blast hit the Hamabiya neighborhood of Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market 2 days before, killing 67, one of the worst attacks in Baghdad in a decade. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but the jihadist Islamic State militants frequently target Shiites, whom they consider to be heretics. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Anti-rebel forces have made some major gains against the Houthis, including taking back the major port of Aden, the entry point for desperately needed humanitarian supplies. But the Houthis are still in charge of the capital Sana'a and control or have a heavy military presence in much of the north. Authorities say at least 40 migrants died attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Italian Navy believes they may have died after inhaling exhaust fumes while crammed into their boat. Navy crews were able to rescue just over 300 others off the coast of Libya as migrants continue to risk their lives on boats often overcrowded, sometimes not seaworthy. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing the fighting in the Middle East and North Africa. This is VOA News. Iran has given the UN Nuclear Agency documents linked to a probe of allegations that Tehran tried to develop atomic weapons. This meets a key deadline to potentially satisfy a condition for sanctions relief under an accord reached with world powers last month. Deal's main goal is curbing Iran's present nuclear program that could be used to make weapons, but a subsidiary element obligates Tehran to cooperate with the IAEA in its probe of the allegations. Chinese officials said today the death toll from the massive explosions in the Chinese port city of Tianjin had risen to 112. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation on Saturday near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood. Beijing News says the evacuation was because of possible chemical contamination. German lawmakers expected to vote on Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now back the deal. Lisa Bryant reports the hurdles remain, though, before the Greek financial crisis is over.
After long hours of negotiations in Athens and Brussels to back the $95 billion bailout package, now comes the hard part. A number of Eurozone parliaments must vote on it, starting with Germany, one of the biggest bailout skeptics. The European Commission, the European Union's executive arm, wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday. That will allow Greece to repay the $3.6 billion it owes the European Central Bank by a Thursday deadline. Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. What's certain is that in the short term, at least, they mean tough times ahead for many Greeks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
In the United States, President Obama used his weekly media address to call for more work on bridging the gap between police and the African-American community. He said that in order to face the issues of discrimination squarely, he convened a task force on community policing to find ways to build trust and cooperation between communities and police.
All across the country, from states like Illinois and Ohio to cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and Nashville, local leaders are working to implement the task force recommendations in a way that works for their communities.
Nationally, African Americans are arrested at much higher rates than people of other races. That, according to a USA Today newspaper analysis of Federal Bureau of Investigation data from last year. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.